on it, and not as much as we should, but it does take boldness, because your heart's tripping and you're thinking, well, if I say something to this person, how are they going to react? What are they going to say? Are they going to be nice to me? Are they going to cuss me out? Are they going to make fun of God? What will the reaction be? So we have to be willing to be used by God and not give in to fear, not giving in to feeling that we're inadequate, we could never do that, God could never use us. And the fourth thing is, be willing to take a risk. Well, so what? What if they don't like me? What if they try to pick an argument with me? Well, I'm just going to take a risk, and I'm just going to step out, and I'm going to say, hey, God loves you. Let me tell you what Jesus has done for me. Step out and take a risk. Well, you know, they're sick. Maybe I think I will lay hands on them and pray for them. So it's being willing to take a risk. It's being willing to step out. It's taking off self-imposed limitations. And it's stopping making excuses. It's too late in the hour to make excuses. God is raising up an army, end time army of people, to be part of the end time harvest, the end time awakening, to do great exploits for Him. And it will be part of the turning of this nation. Now, another thing of taking back the land is prayer. And Pastor talked about this Sunday night, how important prayer is. Prayer changes everything. Prayer is, there's just nothing like prayer. Someone can be in deep depression, and prayer goes up for them, and it lifts. They could be in this church and sit there and go away depressed, but when you take a need before the Lord is individually and as a group, there is power in numbers. The corporate anointing. It increases power and the anointing, and it's easier to get answered prayer. It's easier to see results. Deuteronomy 32:30 is the principle that if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000. In the New Testament, it says, if any two shall agree as touching anything, it shall be done. One can put 1,000, two can put 10,000. It's not just adding, it's multiplying. So we can put 10,000, two people can put 10,000 spirits to flight. So there is power in numbers in the corporate prayer. To heal our land, 2 Chronicles 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. There, I'm going to stop right there. Five things. God says, if my people, this is the thing, if my people will pray. Two, humble ourselves. Pride, God does not like pride. God resists the proud but gives grace to the humble. So if we humble ourselves, what is that? It's saying, God, I'm dependent on you. There's nothing in me. It's all of you, Lord. So we put our total dependence on Him. 100%. That's humility. Pride says, I can do it myself. I can fix it myself. I don't need anybody. Don't need God. I'm my own person. That is pride in capital letters. Then pray. If my people will humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Now, that does not say the entire nation of America. It says, if my people will do those five things.